Welcome back to another episode of Bella's Talk Show. Today, I want to talk about social media and face filters. So, the face filters are the ones that you use on Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, and more so about the beauty ones, right? Because we know that filters and image manipulation tools, they just create an unrealistic standard of beauty. That's the truth. They can distort our self-perception, making us believe that the flawless appearance we achieve online is attainable in real life. And it's not. You know, how you wake up, that's your face. That's your skin, that's your eyes, that's your everything. And you have to be okay with what you have to also be okay with who you are. Because if you keep using the filters, the beauty ones, or what other filter you see that you're like, oh, I want to be that, or I love this filter. Over time, they can lead to a deepening obsession with perceived flaws and not liking yourself because you expect that person that you're seeing through the filter. And if you don't achieve it, then it's gonna weigh on you a lot. So just remember that with filters and, you know, carefully curated posts, like the ones that you see for celebrities, influencers, or marketing campaigns, the models, just remember that authenticity and self-acceptance are the true hallmarks of beauty. Not the airbrushed version, not the smooth skin version that sometimes they sell you. Like, no, skin has texture. You have lines. You have blemishes. That's real. And you can still be beautiful with what you have. But the problem is that social media has shaped the way we perceive beauty. The standard is just not real. And we have to start by accepting ourselves and understanding that what we see on social media most of the times, it's fake. So just embrace your uniqueness and you'll discover that your true self is far more beautiful than any filter you could ever create.